Dr. Christian's office. Oh, this is Judy. Oh, Betty, hello. What's that funny bubbling noise? Oh, you're boiling test tubes.
And it's the Vaseline program, the only show on radio where the audience writes the scripts. Tonight, it's Providence, Rhode Island that gets the spotlight. And the prize goes to William G. Weston of 850 Ontario Street for his comedy, The Wolf Cried Navy Blue, starring Gene Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price.
Well, Betty, how do you like working in a laboratory? It's fun, but, huh? Oh, hard on your hands. Chemicals, huh? I hadn't thought of that. Well, I've got a tip for you. The same I gave Sally when the dye she was working with made her hands red and sore. In fact, it's good advice for anyone who works hard with their hands, including housewives. It's just this, Betty. Protect your hands with Vaseline petroleum jelly. Oh, very simple and very effective, too. Before beginning work, smooth Vaseline petroleum jelly on your hands to protect them from the chemicals and keep dirt from grinding into the skin. Vaseline petroleum jelly makes your hands so much easier to clean and safeguards against infection, too. Then after washing up, rub a little more Vaseline petroleum jelly on your hands to supplement the natural skin oils washed away with strong soap. That relieves sting, too, and helps promote quick healing of any little cuts and scratches. Yeah, do try it, Betty. Notice how much better your hands feel. Yes, Vaseline petroleum jelly comes in both jars and handy tubes. Oh, you're welcome. Drop in sometime. Goodbye.
Now for our prize play, The Wolf Cried Navy Blue. And it opens in Dr. Christian's familiar office with Judy talking on the telephone.
Some servicemen for dinner tonight? You can't. Oh, well, but... Oh, a big dinner at the Y. Oh, all right. But if you should have anyone left over, send them up, will you? Oh, hello, Dr. Christian.
Hello, Judy. My, the weather's wonderful. I always feel like... Say, what's the matter, Judy?
Oh, I'm disappointed. I was going to have two servicemen to dinner tonight, but there's a big dinner at the Y, and I got all that food and made all those plans. Oh, Dr. Christian, nothing ever happens here in River's End.
Things are happening every day.
Yeah, same old things, though. I want something different to happen, something exciting. Sometimes I wish I'd lived in the days of old when nights were bold.
Poor Judy. It's hard on you girls to have all the boys away. What are you having for dinner tonight?
Your favorite casserole and... Oh, Dr. Christian, would you come?
If I was invited. Though I won't promise to bring any adventure.
Well, I'll have it about 7, and please come.
I'll be there. Better go outside and get your mail. The exchange will take all the calls. I'll see you at 7.
Hey, Joe. Joe, we're coming into a town.
Huh?
I said we're coming into a town.
River's End.
What?
That sign said River's End. I wonder if there's any pretty girls in this town.
Look, Joe, we've still got 2 more days before we catch ship in Miami. Can't we do something different for a change? Go to the public library or something.
Phipp Morgan. You, seaman first class. Why did you join the Navy?
To see the world.
I joined the Navy to let the world see me. And also to protect American womanhood.
Yeah, you told me that last girl was a childhood sweetheart.
Well, she was kind of, see. Anyway, she looked like one. But I just didn't know she had such a muscular brother.
You ought to be like me, Joe. I've got a steady girl back home, and I don't bother with any other women. I know that Susie's waiting for me and that I'm waiting... Well, you ought to forget about women for a while, Joe.
All aboard, River's End, River's End, all out, River's End.
Sleepy-looking town, isn't it?
Probably not a babe in sight worth wheezing at. Hey, Phipp, look.
What's the matter? See anything historic?
Look, that's Sally Baxter, see? She used to be an old childhood sweetheart of mine. Hey, come on, let's go.
Hey, Joe, you can't get off the train now. We've got to get to Miami. Joe, she's just a woman. Okay, I'm coming. Excuse me, lady. Hey, Joe, wait for me. Are you sure she's an old childhood sweetheart?
Well, I was Listen,
now I'll get it. Come on, I got a date. Hello, Gladys. Do you have a final edition for me?
Been saving one for you, Dr. Christian. Here you are.
Thank you. How's your mother, Gladys?
Oh, she's pretty good now. She's been taking those pills you gave her. Say, have you got any nickels, Dr. Christian? Those two sailors have been calling up for the last hour, and they've used all my nickels.
Some girl must be popular.
Yeah. Gee, I wish some sailor would call me up.
Pardon me, mister. Could you help us out?
Well, what can I do for you, boys?
Well, we've been trying to find a Miss Sally Baxter. You wouldn't know of her by any chance.
Sally Baxter? No, I don't know of anyone by that name. Do you, Gladys?
Uh-uh. Never heard of her.
Neither did Joe.
Well, I'm sorry, boys. I know almost everyone here in River's End, and I don't think there is any Sally Baxter.
I told you we should have gone to the library.
I swear, that babe looked just like Sally Baxter, see?
There's nothing the matter, is there, boys?
No, not a thing, mister.
Yes, there is, sir, plenty. My buddy here's been chasing sweethearts from coast to coast, and now we've managed to miss our train, and we have to hang around until 11:30.
Oh, that's too bad.
Could you suggest a good restaurant, sir, for us to eat in?
Why, the U.S. Hotel dining room is a pretty good... Say... How would you boys like a good home-cooked meal?
No, thanks,
well,
mister, but we
well,
got...
sir.
Well, you come along with me, then. This lady's a real good cook.
Morgan, what did you do that for? This geezer's wife is probably the motherly type that'll want to know all about my childhood.
So what?
I didn't have no childhood.
You're... sure it'll be all right, Judy? Well, I didn't want to let all your hard work go to waste, and these boys looked hungry. What? Oh, yes, yes, I'll remember the time. 7 o'clock.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Come on in.
Judy, may I present Seaman First Class, Fifth Morgan, and Seaman Second Class, Joe Turner.
Oh.
Boys, this is Miss Judy Price.
I'm glad to know you.
Hiya.
I'm glad you're here. Come on in. Dinner's just about ready.
Why, the doc's an old Romeo.
Yeah, she's kind of nice.
Kind of. Clear the decks for action. Beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, beautiful...
Well, what are you boys standing in the hallway for? Come on in.
Yes, don't be shy. Dinner's ready anyway. Let's all sit down, shall we?
Well, I don't know. I was telling Phipp on the way over that I didn't think I could eat a thing. And the shore patrol couldn't figure out why I had six women following me.
Oh.
So I told them the only French word I knew was toujours.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that reminds me of the time
And the same thing happened down in South America. How did I know the word meant the same thing in both places?
Oh, Joe.
You really had some experiences, haven't you, Joe?
I can remember
you
one time...
You know, Miss Price, was... if you don't mind, I'll make it Judy, see... You remind me of a childhood sweetheart I used to have.
Oh?
Well, up in Alaska, I didn't know any of the language, but I was...
May we help you with the dishes, Miss Price?
Oh, quiet, Fifth. That's no question to ask.
Oh, for that, Dr. Christian, you can help me start to clear off.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Fifth, come here a minute.
What's the matter now?
What are you sore about, Seaman First Class?
I'm not sore, but I thought you were going to stick to food.
Well, I had to do some talking, didn't I?
I've said exactly 32 words since we got here. I counted them.
I can't get over that, Doc. She's the prettiest little box of vitamins I ever seen.
And the lettering on the box says, hands off.
I don't know about that, see? You go in and help her with the dishes, and I'll quiz the doc about the situation.
Oh, gosh, Joe, I don't think...
Help me out, will you? And while you're talking to Judy, see, tell her what a nice guy I am.
But you've already told her.
Well, I mean, kind of spread it around. Ah, I think she's fallen for me.
Oh, but Joe...
Hey, what are you two fellas flooding over in the corner?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Killer, let me help you with the dishes, Miss Judy.
You've done enough work, Doctor. Why don't you come on in the living room with me and sit down?
I think that's a good idea. I'm sure Phipp is very handy with the dish towel.
Aye, aye, sir.
Miss Price sure is nice looking, isn't she?
When you have youth, you have beauty, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Well, do you... I guess you think a lot of Miss Price, huh?
I most certainly do, Joe. She's invaluable to me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I wonder how Phipps making out in the galley. I hope he's doing his job right. The crockery, I mean. And he's the admiration of all the guys on shipboard, too. Everybody likes Joe, even Joe himself.
You've dried the same dish 3 times.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I got interested in talking.
About Joe?
About Joe.
Oh, there you are. Where have you been, you old cat? I suppose you're hungry now.
Sure is a nice cat.
Isn't he, though? And I baby him to death, but he has the most beautiful coat. I love that rich taffy color.
What's his name?
Caruso. You should hear him sing at night. He serenades the entire neighborhood.
Joe sings, too. He's very talented, Joe is.
It's funny how few different types of men there are, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Oh, I mean that men through all the different ages haven't really changed in their actions. What they do nowadays, they really did and said in, say, the Victorian age.
Is that when you would like to have lived?
Oh, no. No, I think I would have liked to live in the time of the Cavaliers. That's when men were really romantic. They'd serenade their love underneath her window and then kidnap the lady fair and ride off with her on a fine white horse.
Kidnapping's a federal offense.
Yeah, that glass is dry now.
Did I tell you that Joe's double-jointed, too?
Speak for yourself, John.
What'd you say?
Nothing. It's just a quotation from the Pilgrims. Caruso, what are you doing? The way he's rubbing against you. He's taking a liking to you, Phipps.
I wish you weren't the only one.
You like him, Caruso, do you? Caruso likes Phipps because his hair is the same taffy shade. That's my favorite color.
I hate to break this up, everyone, but I'm afraid I've got to be getting home.
What was that?
The 11:30 pulling out the station.
Oh, my gosh, Joe, we've missed the train.
Now, take it easy. We still got a day.
Are you sure, boys? Because there won't be another train until 9 tomorrow morning.
Sure, that's okay. My little chum, see, gets excited over nothing.
Oh, why don't you boys come over and bunk with me? It's rather late to try to find a place to stay.
Oh, and tomorrow morning all of you come over for breakfast.
I was hoping you'd... that's swell.
We'll be there, Judy. Good night.
Good night, Dr. Christian, and thanks so much for coming.
Good night, Miss Price. Judy, speaking for Joe and myself, we had a swell time.
Speak
and...
for yourself, John. That's a famous line, Phipp, and you ought to think it over.
Well, if you say so. Good night.
Sweet dreams, little babe. You know, if you get lonesome, you can always dream of me.
Oh, you flatter me, sir, she said. Joe, Phipp and Dr. Christian are waiting.
But this is a routine. I still got to say...
Good night.
What? Oh, yeah. Good night. Everything about her is wonderful, even her cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, she's really fallen for me, Phippsy. I could tell in the way she said good night.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Thinking for myself, John.
What? Oh. Well, you think too much and you'll get bald.
Oh, you know, you must have told Judy plenty about me. I could see it in her eyes that she knew just what kind of a guy I am.
I know what Judy means.
What? Oh, turn out the glow, Phipp. I want to hit the sack because this Navy man wants to convoy Miss Judy Price tomorrow.
How do you know she isn't the doctor's girl?
From the way he talks. I asked him a few leading questions.
You're sure about that?
Oh, my aching hatch cover. It's every man for himself in this game, Phipp.
It is, huh?
Yes, sir. Every man for himself. Hey, where are you going?
Turn out the light yourself. I'm going to take a walk.
Hey, Phipp, come back here. Oh. See? That's what you get from taking vitamins.
Sure hope I can find the house. The moon will give me enough light, I guess. Now, let's see. I've got to plan this out. Here we are. Good old sense of direction. Now, I guess I'd better go around to the side. Oh, hello, Caruso. You out doing the rounds? Well, I hope you have luck, because I sure need it. Here comes the Navy. Judy? Judy? Hey, Judy?
Who's that? that? Who's down there?
It's me, Phipp.
Oh, Phipp, you wake everyone up. What are you doing?
I'm going to serenade you. What's your favorite song?
Are you crazy? What's the matter with you?
Well, I only know a couple of songs anyway, so hope you like them.
Oh, Phipp, please.
Roll
go back
out
to bed.
The barrel. We'll Phipp. Have a barrel.
Phipp, stop. You wake the whole neighborhood. About my being serenaded. I didn't mean it. Well, oh, my God.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Hello, Mr. Hopple. How are you?
I'm tired. I'm run down. I want to go to sleep. So tell that Peter with this ain't the Hollywood Bowl and to shut up.
Oh, you finished the song now, Phipp. Thank you very much. Now, you go on back to Dr. Christian, will you? Good night.
Judy, wait a minute. Wait.
What is it?
Well, I've still got another song to sing.
Oh no, Phipp. You're playing as a favor to me. Please.
Listen, I'm no patron of the arts. I don't like actors and I don't like singers. In fact, I hate people. Now, shut up.
Fred.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hopple. I'm awfully sorry the singing bothered you.
Oh, that's all right. I thought it was Fred's asthma at first. What's going on?
I'm serenading, ma'am.
Oh, well, isn't that romantic? You just go right ahead. I'll stay here and listen.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh.
Oh, we float through the air with the greatest.
What am I going to do? Phipp! Please, Phipp! Oh, my God.
Well, all the girls, he does please. And my love, he has gone away. Oh, we float through the
hello?
Air.
Dr. Christian, this is Judy. I need some help.
What is it? What's the matter?
It's Phipp. He's outside my window and he's singing to me. He's got all the neighbors listening, too. Mr. Hopple is pitching pennies at him.
What? He's singing? Is he good? Oh. Well, I think I know what the matter is. You get him to come inside the house and keep him there. I'll be right over and we'll straighten this out. Singing.
I appreciate your songs, Phipp, and all. Here, have some more milk.
Got enough?
Oh, yes. Anyway, I just saw the milkman drive his horse and wagon up in front.
What color's the horse?
White, I think. Phipp, there's something I've got to tell you. It's something you ought to know.
You wouldn't have told me to serenade you if you didn't mean it, would you?
Huh?
And, Judy, I want to tell you that I... Who's that?
Oh, it's Dr. Christian. I called him to come over.
I don't need him. This is strictly solo work. Come on.
Where are you going?
We're going. Here's your hat.
What?
Come on. Get into your coat, quick.
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, you are. Alley-oop.
Oh, Phipp.
Here we go, down the back, down the side of the house.
Oh, I'll scream, I tell you, I'll scream.
Go ahead. Hey, good luck. Here's the horse and wagon still parked out in front.
Phipp, put me down now. I'm not going to go in any milk wagon. Phipp.
Judy, Judy, it's Dr. Christian. Let me in.
Here we go.
Oh, Dr. Christian, here I am.
Phipp! Judy, come back here. Come back, I say.
Hey, what's going on here? Where's Phipp?
I just drove off with Judy in that milk wagon.
Hey, look at this note I found on his pillow. Every man for himself. Women and sailors first. We'll meet you at the train at 9. Phipp, what's going on, Doctor?
Well, I don't really know, but I have a good idea. Anyway, Judy can take care of herself, and Phipp is a good boy.
He's the best pal a guy ever had, I think. Hey, where's he going with Judy? Does she have a milk route or something?
No, I imagine Phipp thinks he's eloping.
Eloping? Oh, my aching sea valve. He can't do that. I was supposed to marry her, not him.
Well, we just better plan to be at the train, Joe. Come on, let's get some breakfast.
Oh, wait till I get my hands on him. Oh, my aching flat top. Eloping? Who does he think he is? Me? He's afraid to show up. Oh, the Romeo. Wait till I get my hands on him. I'll swab down his decks.
I don't think that's necessary, Joe. Phipp is a good friend, and he needs you to stand by him.
While he marries my girl.
Judy's not your girl. Don't you realize that she's...
All aboard! All aboard!
If they don't hurry, Phipp is going to miss this train.
If we lose ship in Miami, it's his hash marks and not mine. The lover boy. You never catch me doing anything like that.
Dr. Christian. Well, here we are.
Hello.
Oh, here you are, Taffy Hair. Where's all the confetti?
Everything all right, Judy?
Yes, he's sweet and a gentleman. Everything's fine.
Fine, friend, you are. You're supposed to be helping me out with my love match, and instead, you hairy old Cupid, you go and make Valentine's for yourself.
Now, wait, Joe, I can explain everything.
I don't want no explanation, see? See? What I've seen is enough.
Board, all aboard.
Well, hurry, boys, you'll miss the train.
Judy, I love you, and I want
to... You love her? Hey, that's my line. I love her.
Oh, you'll miss the train, both of you.
Oh, Judy, Joe's just a friend of mine.
And here's the kiss of friendship, chum, see?
Oh, Joe, you knocked Phipp out.
Oh, what do you know? Just like Joe Lewis.
Get on the train. Hurry, it's moving.
I can carry Phipp, Doctor. I'll write you, Judy, see? We'll straighten this out yet.
All right.
Anchors away.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, boys.
What a night. What a night.
That's what you were sighing for, wasn't it? A night?
Oh, what a pun. What a pun.
And you said nothing ever happened in River's End.
Curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Gene Herschelt, waiting to greet you. Men, thousands of people have dry scalp. You may have it and not even realize it. Is your hair dry, unruly? Does it shed unsightly dandruff flakes? Is your scalp tight and itchy? If you notice any one of these signs of dry scalp, start using Vaseline Hair Tonic today. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp quickly, easily, by supplementing the natural scalp oils. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Shake 5 drops a day on your comb or directly on your hair to combat dry scalp, to give your hair a neat, attractive, well-groomed look. Also, massage your scalp before shampooing with Vaseline Hair Tonic to loosen dandruff, relieve itchy tightness. Vaseline Hair Tonic is the ideal care for scalp and hair. Remember, more bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than any other hair tonic in America. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now here is Gene Herschelt.
Thank you very much. The young author of tonight's play is George William Weston of Providence, Rhode Island. We're on his way to Brown University with a puppet show he devised and made himself. And now he's turning his many dramatic talents to radio and television. Next week we expect to present a new prize play called Love to Mama by Patrick Kaler of Brooklyn, New York. We invite you all to listen next Wednesday evening to the Vaseline program. And until then, I'll say good night.
Is the air filled with dirt or fine dust or chemical fumes where you work? Then chances are your nasal passages may be irritated. If so, get gentle, soothing Vaseline petroleum jelly and you'll get relief. Put just a little Vaseline petroleum jelly in each nostril. Vaseline petroleum jelly forms a film over the sensitive nasal membranes, protects from irritation. Remember, Vaseline petroleum jelly. Don't forget the new Dr. Christian Prize play, Love to Mama, next Wednesday night on this station. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.